Welcome to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food related. My name is Sarah Severson. I'm your host today. And today we have in the studio with us Cindy DeVergston, president of the Four Corners Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, a producer here locally, is also on the board for Sheep is Life and a consultant for Small Business Development Center, among many other things. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have a broad spectrum of conversation this morning in a short period of time, so let's get going. Let's talk first a little bit about the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, if you can give us a little bit of information about what is the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, what do they do?
Okay, the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union has been in existence since 1907, and we've had a local chapter here for many years called the Four Corners Rocky Mountain Union. We are involved in cooperatives. The Rocky Mountain Farmers Union has a cooperative development center, and the Farmers Union has been active in our community with helping our new cooperative get started. We do a lot of education. We have youth education programs and a youth camp in the summertime. And we also work very closely with our other organizations on the legislative level. So every year, for example, we have a fly-in to Washington, D.C., where we join other chapters with the National Farmers Union, and we work with our legislators on Capitol Hill, including the White House on farm policy.
Okay, and what is, locally speaking, what is the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union doing for the community and the region in this area?
Locally, we are working on a strategic plan. We're going to be having a push for new membership this year. We have approximately 35 members. We're pushing to have a new youth component in the Farmers Union. And that people will start seeing that effort later this year. That'll be part of our strategic plan. We're also looking at sponsoring a new farmers market in Cortez on the evenings during the weekdays.
Great. And is Rocky Mountain Farmers Union struggling, you know, with a lot of agricultural organizations? The population of that organization tends to be older. There's a lot of older farmers and producers. Is that also true for RMFU?
Yes, that's true. The average age of the farmers over 65, I mean 55, excuse me, and that is reflected in the membership in the organizations as well. All the farm organizations seem to be dealing with that problem.
So you're starting to make a connection with younger farmers in the area. Are you finding that there are a lot of young farmers?
There are young farmers who are interested. We have a couple in our area who are starting to become very involved with the Farmers Union. Farmers Union also has a leadership program just for new young farmers who want to have more active role in farm policy and leadership.
Great. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Cindy DeVergston, president of the Four Corners Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, local producer, among many other things. Cindy, let's talk a little bit about, there's a Sheep is Life festival that happens June 21st and 22nd. What's that all about?
The Sheep is Life is a celebration of the Navajo traditional shepherding and weaving cultures. We invite people from all around the world to join us. What people don't realize, I think, is that traditional shepherding, herding, pastoral type cultures are endangered worldwide. And that includes even our local livestock culture here with taking livestock up to the mountains and back down.
Is that still a profession? I mean, I think when I think of shepherding, I think of sort of fairy tales almost.
It is a profession, but it's one that is in trouble, like a lot of agro-pastoral type activities. And we do have a shortage of shepherds, especially out on the Navajo, but even here. The San Juan Wool Growers Association just had a discussion about that.
Where do you get shepherds? I think I would have loved to have done that, but I never knew that that was even a possibility as a profession.
One source of for shepherders is foreign, from Spain, from South America. They tend to come in and be hired on visas. with the larger organizations, you know, the larger ranches. Now, with as far as Navajo people go, it's very hard to find good labor, good people who really want to be out there working the sheep.
And what does that mean to be out there working the sheep? What does a day look like the life of a sheep herder?
Well, they need to be responsible for the flock safety, for moving the flock around to assure that they're getting the kind of nutrition, to steward the land and not to overgraze, the health of the animals, and then overall welfare. And that takes, that's a full-time job. It's a 24/7 job, and you're out there alone most of the time.
And is it over large period, you know, like hundreds of acres of land that they're moving?
It can be over hundreds. It could be over thousands of acres.
And the flocks are as big as?
Out on the Navajo, the flocks are rarely over 60.
So smaller.
That's due to government regulation.
Mm-hmm. So, and Churro sheep specifically, talk a little bit about that breed.
The Navajo Churro sheep are the first domesticated breed in the United States, in the North America. And they were introduced, the base stock was introduced by the Spanish in the 1550s, excuse me.
Wow.
So over a 500-year period, they became highly adapted to the Colorado Plateau with the influence of Navajo and Hispanics. And through all of that, they became their own land race, highly adapted to our environment. They do very well on rough forage on rangeland. They do not need grain. They do not need a lot of the care that our commercial breeds do. Wow. And they are endangered of going extinct.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host. Today we have in the studio with us Cindy DeVergston, president of the Four Corners Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, also a producer and on the board for Sheep is Life, among many other things. So, Cindy, we were talking about your passion. It's an obvious passion to see in you around Churro sheep, the history, the lineage, and the carrying on that tradition. Let's talk a little bit about how you, as a local producer, I know you produce, you work with Churro sheep, among other things, and the work that you do with the Small Business Development Center, why those things are connected and how they're connected even with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union work that you do. Big question, I know.
Okay. Well, first off, it's basically a small world, and what we have here in the Four Corners area is mostly small-scale agriculture. Whether you're farming 1,000 acres of wheat or 5 acres of irrigated, so we're all together in this the way I see it, and we're all small-scale. At least according to the USDA, we're all small-scale.
And I think and what is small-scale according to the USDA?
According to the USDA, anybody who earns under, who grosses, this is gross income, under $250,000.
And it doesn't matter acreage?
Acreage doesn't enter into that figure. It's all based on income. And so that's almost everybody, approximately 98% of the farms. So it really is not mattering that way, whether we're large or small. What matters is our ability to gain access to markets and be price makers and not price takers.
And how does that happen?
Well, a lot of it has to do with farmers being able to understand their cost of production and what the value, especially what the value of their labor and time is, and to be able to pass those costs on to the consumer. And that is very difficult, no matter what you're doing in agriculture.
And how does commodity prices affect that? You know, we've subsidized the farming industry for so long. How do we actually value the price of the food, the price of the tomato, the piece of corn that we grow in an appropriate manner when there's commodity prices that are being subsidized?
For several decades now, the basic policy of the U.S. government has been to produce food cheaply. Which, what that has done is basically cut the farmer out of it. In 1929, farmers could keep about 50% of what they earned in their pockets, and now it's 24%, maybe less. And the the push to keep prices cheap has to do with if we don't have to spend money on food, we can spend money on other things.
Right. So what's happening in the culture in terms of a solution to this?
I see the local food movement as very inspiring because it's reconnecting people with where their food comes from. And that's basically what has happened over the last 40 or 50 years is we've lost touch. Only about 2% of the people in the United States are involved in agriculture. That means 98% have little or no connection to where their food comes from. If people can understand where their food comes from and what the real costs of producing that food is, they will be more willing to pay a fair price. I'm not talking, exorbitant pricing. I'm talking just fair pricing for agriculture.
And have you noticed as a producer, as a local producer, how many years have you been a producer?
My entire life. I grew up on a farm. I managed my grandfather's roadside stand when I was 12 years old.
This is back in the Midwest?
Back in the Midwest, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what have you noticed as a producer and always being part of a family farm? Have you noticed this local food movement making a difference in the financial pockets and livelihoods of farmers and producers, ranchers?
It's given farmers and ranchers of any size an opportunity to diversify, to add more enterprises, to access a whole different market. I'm not sure how much it's done for the bottom line, but it's allowed people to diversify. Mm-hmm. And in diversifying, it gives more opportunities for the next generation.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Cindy DeVergston, president of the Four Corners Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, a local producer board on the board for Sheep is Life as well. Cindy, let's talk a little bit about this distribution. There's a local distribution co-op popping up. What's happening there?
What has happened is over the last 3 or 4 years, a discussion has been occurring about how can we make our local food system work better. And what has happened is on the local level, we lost a lot of infrastructure. We lost storage and processing and distribution capacity.
And lost that when?
We lost it over the years. For example, we used to have a creamery in Mancos.
And that was way back when?
Way back, like in the 40s.
In the 40s, okay.
We've lost a lot of that ability to grow, process, store, and distribute our food locally as we've become more dependent on the national and global food system. So getting those kind of things back in place will help facilitate. For example, if a farmer wants to focus on production, then they can sell through a cooperative such as what is forming now, sell either through the cooperative or to the cooperative. And that relieves them of a lot of liability as far as processing. It relieves them of a lot of work in marketing and allows them to focus on what they do best, which is produce food.
And the co-op, what does a distribution co-op do?
It basically will be devising ways to actually either pick up at the farm or at a drop-off point. And literally taking the food from there to wherever it's going, whether it's to Telluride or Durango or further. So it'll facilitate getting the food to the schools, to the restaurants, and other institutions.
So then that farmer doesn't have to focus on the marketing, right, on driving the actual produce to the...
For example, when I was growing leafy greens and I was distributing to five to seven restaurants and grocery stores, I was spending a good day doing that.
Just
and
driving
I
around.
I would much rather have been growing the produce than to driving around and distributing food.
This sounds like a really exciting option that's popping up at the distribution co-op. How many producers are involved in it right now?
As of now, from what I've heard, is they have 20 members who have signed up, and they have elected a board of directors. So they are looking to hire a manager now. So this is really happening. Farmers Union has been instrumental in this, and so has Live Well Montezuma.
Fantastic. Well, you're involved in some exceptional organizations and mm-hmm. things happening. Again, when is that Sheep is Life?
Sheep is Life is the third weekend in June, the 20th through the 22nd. We have camping. We have lodging. It's at Salee at the Dene College campus, and we usually have 200 to 400 people attending. Everybody's welcome to come down.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for giving us your time this morning, Cindy. Really appreciate your expertise and experience. You're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Tune in 2 weeks for the next edition of the Big Fat Farm Show. We'll be talking with the Dolores Conservation District about their new programs happening in 2014. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying friend a farmer this week. Thanks for listening and have a great day.